Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Welcome to Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet, a podcast featuring real reviews written by people who just need the world to know what they think. Between you and me, I wanted to like this podcast, but I'd give it 0 stars if I could.
Afternoon,
my friends. Hello.
This is Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet, the podcast where we read the worst reviews in the most dramatic fashion. Before we get started on today's episode, I have a special gift for Alexander.
Stop. What? I have no idea what's happening.
I was supposed to give this to you like 4 weeks ago.
Yeah, this looks terrible. It's like okay, I don't
even know. Why does it look terrible?
It's just like a ratty box. That looks like it's been sitting in the corner for months, stuffed with various packing materials.
It has. Here you
okay,
go.
One sec. Okay.
You should read the return address first and tell me who it's from.
If this isn't from Carol Baskin, I swear to God. It is. Oh my God. Oh my God.
They were out. Okay, they Carol. Didn't. Okay. They only sold the shirt that you wanted in women's cut scoop neck tight.
Because there is no way this is a shirt.
It's not a shirt.
This is a very... Is this fragile? Like, it's packed so delicate. Well, okay, there's nothing delicate, but...
Oh, I was supposed to edit this, or record this.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. Go ahead. You can open it now.
Okay, now I can open it?
Yeah. It's from Carol Baskin.
Who I love, by the way. Team Carol. Oh...
What does this say? I don't remember.
It says, I just want to drink beer and rescue bobcats.
Aww.
And something very small at the bottom.
That's great.
Look at this. This is beautiful. Look at this.
I'm sorry. They were out of the shirt
no,
you wanted.
No, this is amazing.
Or they didn't sell it, which I thought was sexist. They only sold it in women's scoop neck fitted. They didn't have I want to drink wine and rescue bobcats shirt for men.
That's not fair.
I know.
I think I'll talk to Carol.
Or for me, because I can't wear a friggin' scoop cut fit tee.
Oh, it says, it says at the bottom, I fund rescues at bigcatrescue.org.
Yeah, now I get a million emails from Carol Baskin.
Oh, forward them. Whenever you get them, forward them to me, please. Thank you.
All right, say bye to Patreon.
Bye, Patreon. And hello to all you humble peasants that listen to us.
So I just took a video. I'll post that to Patreon if you really like desire to watch what just unfolded auditorily in your ears.
Yeah, it was a solid 30 seconds of joy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, thank you. I'm really excited
for
this.
That's actually now that you've...
A housewarming gift?
I'm glad I waited because it is your housewarming gift. And now that you've announced that you're moving, if you guys don't listen to Between You and Us, you're missing out on all the big scoops. Mm-hmm. Zandy has moved to a new apartment.
Yeah, I live alone.
He's just tired of me, I guess, and he moved, but we're still recording in person for now, but we did test a remote episode yesterday. I think it went okay.
I think so, too. No one complained about the audio yet. So, yeah, that was great. Thank you so much. If you do want to support us on Patreon, and you're like, what does he look like when he opens a mug? Or a, mug thing. What is this thing called? Is this like a Stein?
A beer Stein.
This is cool.
We didn't even say what it was. It's
a beer Stein. Go to patreon.com/beach2sandy, and for just $2 a month, you can watch videos of me, you can see videos or pictures of cats. We do a monthly live stream Q&A thing.
Pictures of cats, right? Live stream. That's my groceries.
We just took like a 30-minute break, so we don't know what we were just talking about. Support us on Patreon, or don't. Let's get into the episode.
It doesn't even matter anymore, folks. This isn't about us. This is about people on the internet.
Yeah, specifically in Minnesota.
Oh, boy. Who wants to go first?
I can go.
Go for it.
So I have a history lesson, but I think I'm going to save that. So I'm going to...
A history lesson?
Actually, you know what? No. Let's, for us? Let's do it. I'm going to start off with the history lesson.
Could we not? Could we save that for the patrons and spare me?
We know how much they love paying money for history lessons from us. No, okay. It's nothing crazy. I texted my buddy Stephen, because Stephen is my...
buddy.
My buddy and my Minnesota expert, because that's where he is from. So I was like, hey, I need some reviews of lakes in Minnesota. What are your thoughts? He told me he likes this lake. And then he was like, but there is one lake, Bede Makaska, which is the largest lake in Minneapolis and was recently renamed from Lake Calhoun to be its original Dakota name.
Oh, yeah, I did read about this.
And there was a lot of drama there.
Yes.
Because a lot of people supported the name Lake Calhoun, despite the fact that it was named after John C. Calhoun, who was a very big proponent of slavery during his time. So it was like, hey, why not rename it to the original Dakota name? And to me, I'm like, that sounds like a great idea. And just a little bit, so that's all the history, except I just want to say that it's called Bede, it means lake. Maka means earth, and ska means white. So it's the lake of white earth. It's meant to be like the white sandy beaches, and that's where the name comes from. Yeah, watch some interesting videos on it. Anyway.
I remember this happening. That was recent.
It was, I think, within the past couple of years.
Yeah.
So some people didn't like it. And let me start with what Paul has to say. This is Paul's one-star review of Bede Maka Ska.
Here we go, Paul. Tell me what you have to say.
One star. I disown the state of Minnesota.
Oh my god, but he owned it for so long.
You know what? He took it over.
Now who's going to own it?
Honestly, Christina, I don't think anyone will.
Oh, crap.
Which is a scary thought.
Yeah.
Renaming Lake Calhoun is the single dumbest thing that has ever happened, ever. Could you imagine if, like... I'd he like actually to thinks that. I
hire
really hope
him
not.
As my history teacher. I bet he has a lot of really strong and thoughtful opinions.
I would love to see his list going from the worst all the way to the best thing.
Ooh.
Anytime I think about moving back to Minnesota, I can just look at the new name of this lake and immediately lose all interest in returning. End of review.
Minnesota's lucky then in that case, what? Sounds like, to not have him come back.
I don't understand why people are so weirdly adamant about it.
Because they think that other people are snowflakes, even though they're the ones that are more sensitive than anyone else.
Well, okay, that was, you know what? That sums it up. Your turn.
I mean, Blaze and I had a long conversation about a lot of things like this in sports.
Oh, he did tell, yeah, no, he did tell me that.
What?
Well, I remember he, like, sent me a petition a couple years ago about keeping the name Lake Calhoun.
Shut up.
So I was like... I thought of Blaze because I remember him protesting there too.
We were.
he tied himself to a buoy and was like, "You will not rename this lake."
Yeah, and we had to rename him from Blaze or Paul to Blaze because I was like, "Blaze, no one's going to take you seriously if your name's Paul anymore. We need to hide." Well, now we here we are. We got to change his name all over again.
Here we are to the original Dakota name.
Right. yeah. No. So we were talking about like the Redskins and. Chief Wahoo or whatever his name is.
Yeah, is that the Cleveland Indians mascot?
Who they got rid of, but people like threw such a fit, and I was like, it's so blatantly racist. How can people even stand on that argument? I don't understand.
And it's a weird thing for me just because I don't know. Like I had no allegiance to those teams, but sports fandom like for me is also a big deal. Where I like the Bengals, for example. Like for some reason, I am. Obsessed and in my head they can almost do no wrong kind of in some ways.
Yeah.
So if you grow up with
it, I guess that makes sense.
And you're I don't know if this is the right word, but indoctrinated into the fandom. Like I could see why. But at the same time, like it's so obvious that it's not okay.
One step back and look at it and like put yourself aside for one brief moment in time. Anyway, let's go back to this. Oh, I also want to say that Lexi sent in this theme. Just to give some credit.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Lexi. I like this one a lot.
So this is Lake of the Isles in Minneapolis, and this is a 3-star review by Liz. The reason for the 3 stars is the exact opposite of why others give it 4 or 5 stars. It's less crowded than other lakes, which means less people to watch. I'm a people watcher type of gal, so if there's no one around, it gets pretty lonely for me. I've ran here once, and I didn't like the neighborhood either. Those mansions make me feel poor inside.
Oh.
End of review.
Just on the inside, at least.
Her flashy bling makes her feel a little better.
The tennis bracelet. And...
I was like, you're complaining that there aren't many people there, which seems...
Could have been worse. Could have put 1 star for that. And it is helpful, though. If I read that review, I'm like, great. I want to go to a lake that has fewer people. That's good to know.
So, I suppose, but I could get that from all the 5-star reviews that say, hey, there's not many people around.
That's a good point. That is a good point. Maybe it isn't the most helpful. I have another review of Bidet Makaska. This is by Anthony. 1 star. This is the wrong name of this lake. Here's some shocking news. Minneapolis was not called that until the white man took it as well. End of review.
Gotta love the white man.
Oh my god. Like, yikes. That's just... They're not even hiding how they're feeling. Like,
yikes. Yikes. I just don't even have words for that.
Oh, Steven, his ears were burning. He just Venmo'd me money for YouTube TV that he owed me.
Oh, was like he Venmo'd, what, for like spouting his opinions on air or something?
Yeah. He said make sure to get all of your listeners to
his puppet
sign my petition that Blaze and I co-wrote.
Okay, this is a review of Como Park. And this is 2 stars by Sam. I had thought it was terrible, but they have a polar bear, which is rare even at large zoos.
Wait. Where are we?
Como Park.
So, a park by a lake. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, I wasn't sure what...
I think most of these Yelp things are not like of... They're like of the park that the lake is in. Oh,
okay. Mine were all of lakes, so whatever.
I don't know what to tell you. You can...
Lexi, I listened. I'm sorry I couldn't keep her from veering. Okay, you can continue now. I can tell.
I had thought it was terrible, but they had a polar bear, which is rare even at much larger zoos. The gardens were nice. One person was smoking pot. End of review.
Wait a second. Was this like all one sentence?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, okay.
2 stars.
Two stars.
One more for the polar bear.
Wow.
I was like, wait.
Do they actually have a polar bear?
Yes, they do.
Weird.
And a pot smoker.
A pot smoker.
Also behind a different, in a different enclosure.
Oh, God. That sounds like my kind of park. So from here, I went to our emails. So here is an email from Kirsten, who says... Hey guys, I was so excited to hear the theme for next week's episode. I live in Minneapolis and have been waiting for another Minnesota theme since the epic car washes episode.
Oh yeah, that was a long time ago.
It was. It was like episode what? Like 6
it's
or
really
4 or 5?
Early,
I don't know.
Yeah.
They sent a couple reviews. This is a review of Eagle Lake by Dina. 3 stars. Lake Minnetonka can be a vast, scary landscape where big boats like to play. No place for a dainty and classy vessel like the Silky Pig.
Oh.
She prefers a more bucolic environment, free of tidal waves and auto-tuner. Eagle Lake, a mere 15 minutes from the middle of the city, is big enough to be exciting, tubing, and small enough to keep Silky safe. If you head out around 2 or 3, you might catch a glimpse of Club Pontoon, the floating suburban party that rocks out to Jimmy Buffett every weekend off of Maple Grove's leafy coast. Also, turtles! End of review.
You know, the second I heard about this Jimmy Buffett party, I thought, maybe the white man's right. Maybe we gotta go the direction of the white man. I think they've really got it nailed here.
You know, you might be right.
Oh my god.
Well,
the Silky Pig is literally the most cringeworthy name of... I'm sorry.
You don't like it?
I want to like it, and it just makes kind of like... my skin crawl a little bit.
Dina, I will listen to Jimmy Buffett on your Silky Pig any day.
Just like, do you hear it? I just can't. I can't stand it.
And honestly, like turtle watching, Jimmy Buffett, Silky Pig, Dina, like I'm loving it.
I put it all together and like the picture it paints is like I'd say a B+. I could probably get on board, but disjointed, I don't know. Silky Pig, I don't know.
Originally when I picked it, I was like, oh, Silky Pig, you gotta pick that. And I'm reading more, I'm like, Jimmy Buffett, oh yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, this is basically like your
this is Minnesota right
you
here.
And Steven can go hang out with these people. Okay, this is a 1-star view of Como Park, you know, the one with the polar bear and the smoking polar bear.
The weather is getting warmer, finally, and if you're looking to spend this summer on any too sandy beaches, like I am, you're going to need to dress for the occasion.
Do you want to update your wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune? With Quince, you can get a lineup of timeless pieces that keep you looking effortlessly chic year after year.
Okay, folks, Quince has got items like premium European linen dresses, they're beautiful, blouses and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
I freaking love Quince. I mean, my favorite thing happens to be a winter coat that I'm not really using anymore. But literally all my sheets, my pillowcases, my towels, and I got everything. I had just moved into my new apartment, and I got everything, and it is the best quality of anything. Like, I feel... They're too good.
No, they're like, really. That's what it feels like. You're getting some sort of like deal that you shouldn't be allowed to get. Like, that's how it feels because Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they will list sometimes the actual like well-known brands and how much they cost. Mm-hmm. And then like the comparable, you know, Quince price. It's really incredible. But they only work with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices as well, which is very good to know and kind of reassuring.
Absolutely. But get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/beach2sandy for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/beach2sandy to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
1-star by Chris. If I could give less than 1 star, I would. We are visiting relatives here in the Twin Cities area and drove 1,200 miles to be here. Our kids wanted to go to Como Park for the day. The parking lot was indicated as open and there were plenty of spaces. After parking, two extremely rude female city employees kicked us out and told us the lot was reserved for city employees that day. No place to park ruined our day. St. Paul clearly does not care about visitors. I will never patronize your crappy city again. I will tell everyone I know to boycott your stupid town. End of
review. What?
I was like, I'm just picturing him like visiting in-laws and like wanting to just, he's just so angry and miserable that these two ladies come up and he just is like, it's all their fault.
It's insane.
That I hate my in-laws so much. And I had to drive 1,200 miles to be here.
That's so crazy.
He's probably like to his partner, like, I'm sorry, we can't come back. And it has nothing to do with your beautiful family and the drive, the 1,200 mile drive with the kids. It's just about this parking lot.
Everything was great until that moment.
This $3 parking lot, which, by the way, I saw somewhere else it cost $3. This $3 parking lot.
Oh, my God.
Not today. Not for Chris.
That's insanity.
Chris and Paul are never coming back to Minneapolis.
I've had those moments where I'm like, yeah, this is the straw that broke the camel's back. There's so much going on. And then this final thing. And it's been insignificant things. Oh, but never to the point where I'm going to write a fucking nasty review and tell people to boycott an entire city.
Can you imagine if he goes back to the family's house, like, we tried to go to the park. I hate your crappy town and you don't care about people and we're never coming back. It's like,
how can you live here?
How can you live like this? Yikes.
I don't want my children exposed to this ever again.
We're driving 1,200 miles all the way back and I'm going to be mad the whole way.
Okay, I've got one, another email. This is from Eloise, who said, hi, Sheafers. Here are a couple of reviews I found of resort/fishing spots on Mille Lacs Lake. It's, by the way, Mille Lacs means Thousand Lakes in French. So it's literally called Thousand Lakes Lake.
What's with all the different languages?
This is America. It's too much. I'm so sick of how many different languages there are in this country.
Isn't it pronounced meal?
Meal.
I don't know. You took French, not me.
Piecemeal. My French is piecemeal.
Does that make thousands. Sense? Yeah.
So because I was thinking differently, I didn't use any of their reviews because I was like, oh, these aren't reviews of the lake itself. Because I was like, I didn't know we could do that. But I did look up the lake because it was a good lead. So I do have a review of Mille Lacs Lake.
Okay.
This is a 3-star review by Brian.
Okay, I'm excited, by the way. Your face is looking at me.
Yeah, I'm laughing because I don't think anyone else will laugh. This is a 3-star review by Brian. I'm biased. I live close. End of review.
Come on. Wait, 3 stars?
3 stars.
I'm biased? That's literally... I'm giving, like, literally the least clear review.
Exactly. Like, there's no bias whatsoever in a 3-star review.
There's, like, no opinion at all.
Actually, maybe that's the point. Maybe... I just thought of this. Maybe they're like, hey, I'm sorry, Google. I would, but I'm biased, so I cannot...
So say I one cannot, way or another. But I must click it anyway.
Ethically.
Ethically, I have to click it. God.
That's actually funny. They're a local guide. Maybe that's what they were thinking. Maybe they're like, hey, like, Google, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, bud. I can't tell you.
You know this is a conflict of interest, conflict Google. Of and you know interest. How spicy that makes things, but I just can't. I can't. I've got to fight it.
I love it. I love it.
Got to fight it. Did you see someone, I think, tweeted at us or... messaged us somewhere and said, thanks to Beach 2 Sandy, I found out my dad's a local guide on Google.
Oh my god, yes.
I died. I think it was on Twitter.
Yes, I forgot about that.
Can you imagine? That's like the worst fear.
So fucking funny.
Oh boy.
But you can, you know what? Like, that's a thing. You can, like, if you go on a date with someone, you meet someone on a dating app, look them up. See if they write reviews.
Tell us a lot about.
It really does.
Especially if
send them to me and we'll judge them for you.
That's right. And we can even
shame them into the ground.
We'll shame them and you for talking to them. And also you can tell where they live because some people will just say they're too biased.
Christina, too far.
I'm sorry.
Too far.
I'm sorry.
Gonna get us in trouble.
Conflict of interest.
She's not wrong, but.
Okay. This is a review of Lebanon Hills Regional Park / Jensen Lake.
Now we're in Lebanon. What is it's this like multicultural kind of place?
It's like this, they can't pick one fucking lane, this place.
So, honestly, Minnesota sounds pretty cool.
Lebanon Hills Regional Park / Jensen Lake. 1 star by Bill. Being born in a big city, parentheses, Wichita, Kansas. I'm sorry.
Wait.
I saw those 5 words and I went, yep.
Christina, I feel bad laughing at this, but come on. Come on, buddy.
Don't feel bad.
What is Bill? What's his name?
Bill uses it the entire time as like Bill. Leverage for his review.
Like,
ready? You're going to learn.
I wouldn't even say that. I'm from Cincinnati.
No, never.
What's the population of Wichita?
That's a good question. Do you want me to look it up?
I'm looking it up. Wichita, Kansas population, 389,000 people.
Okay. So Eagan, Minnesota.
Cincinnati, Ohio population, 302,000. Okay. But the greater Wichita probably is smaller than either way.
Eagan, where the lake is, mm-hmm. has 66,000 people, so it's much smaller.
Relatively, sure. Okay. I can't judge for the relative, but I don't know. I've never heard that. Continue, Bill. I'll hear him out because I have no choice.
Being born in a big city, Wichita, Kansas, and living there for over 25 years, I guess I've become a regional park snob. As my wife tells me every other week.
What?
Bill, you're such... I know you were born in Wichita, but you are such a snob about these parks.
I think she thinks he's a snob because he was born in Wichita, which is even worse.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
And he somehow has a leg to stand on that he's snobby about parks. Okay. I guess I've become a regional park snob, as my wife tells me every other week. I was expecting more, to be honest. No real beach, no off-leash dog park, no food carts. Nothing like a date with your wife. Nope.
Wait, that came out of nowhere.
It wasn't wrong. I just missed one word. Nothing like a date walk with your wife and grabbing a hot dish from a food cart vendor.
Nothing, Bill.
Like we do in Wichita. And finally, there was not even a single shopping area. What? What? Land of 10,000 parks? I think not. That's not what they call it.
Yeah, is that what I was going to say? Is that something?
Maybe that's what they call Wichita.
Maybe.
That's probably what Bill calls Wichita, yes. And no one else does.
No one can refute it because everyone there is like, I've never been to Wichita. I have no interest in it. So I believe you, Bill.
How are you supposed to? Numbers don't lie. 300,000 people. I just love that. Like, can you imagine? I was going to say, can you imagine being married to this guy? Obviously, probably not. But like when they go on a walk and he's like, and he keeps sighing and she's like, what, Bill? And he's like, I just wish we could have a hot food cart vendor to make this the best date.
I miss the park scene in Wichita.
The park scene.
I mean, relatively sure, but to write a 1-star review, recognize where you are. Like, don't, you know, like you're not in Wichita. You're not like if he went from Wichita to LA and had those complaints, I think that would be a lot more warranted. He'd be like, hey, what the heck? Like, we have this in Wichita. They don't have it here. What the heck?
I see what you're saying, yeah.
But instead, he's going from Wichita to a smaller city, much smaller city, and complaining that it's not the same. Well,
these are the best kind of people. It's like that guy from New York who, like, went to Michigan or somewhere and, like, talked about bagels and went on and on. And I was like, nobody's claiming that these are New York bagels. Leave these people in Michigan alone.
If they are, and it's not perfect, well, hey, guess what? You're in Michigan. Get over it.
Get over it.
That's what I have to say to you, people. Get over it. Okay, so now it's time for my I have two redemptions left.
Great.
So I'm still following Eloise's
journey.
Yeah, she sent me on a journey.
Great.
And we're at New Locks Lake. This is a 5-star review by Alexander.
Oh boy.
Be nice. Be nice.
Did you write this?
If it were, you know what? I'd be proud of this review.
Okay.
As a child, with my family,
oh boy,
I would go visit my grandparents at their lake cabin. Gave me wonderful memories of my experiences there. The water, the beautiful scenery, the lush greenery, how quiet it can be. It's so wonderful, brings back beautiful memories. The bountiful fish that swim the lake are beautiful. The days there are beautiful. And during the summer, it's hot, but a dip in Mill Locks Lake will refresh you 110%. Being here was the lifeblood of my childhood. End of review.
Aww.
Yeah. Just so sweet.
Is that like the alternate childhood you've written for yourself since yours was nothing like that?
Yeah, it's part of my novel I'm writing.
Are
check
you testing
it out.
Material
it's
on us?
Mill or Meal Lake. Locks Lake. I haven't decided how to pronounce it yet.
Got it.
Well, yeah.
A lot of the 5-star reviews I read were, like, literally my grandparents used to take me here. It was really sweet.
Yeah, there are a lot of good ones. So, quick thank you and shout out to Kirsten and Eloise for their help with that theme.
Thank you. I have one more. Oh, shit. I just realized the last line of Bill's review was, like, separate, and I thought it was a separate review, but it's...
Oh.
It's part of the same review.
Bring us back to that guy. I would be so happy if you did.
Don't you miss Bill?
So much.
He has more to say. What else is new? So I'll just start here. Land of 10,000 parks? I think not. On the good side, beautiful area with the upside to become the park we all deserve. Take a page from Wichita and develop something like Park Village. Which I assume is his park in Wichita.
I never want to go to Park Village.
I bet there's
Bill, you've ruined Wichita for me.
A lot of food vendors and sexy dates.
I know everyone listening can't see me, but Christina, look, Wichita was up here and now it's here.
Oh my God, yeah. He like flipped it. He said it was here and then it's all the way at the
No, I didn't. I did it. No, hey, she's lying to you.
So I typed in Park Village, Wichita, Kansas, and the first result is a 3.5-star rated mobile home park. So I don't know if he's, you know, really confused or maybe.
Would you be surprised?
Maybe there's a great food vendor at the Park Village mobile home park.
The one thing I still can't get over is the fact that his wife brings up that he's a park snob every other week.
I bet he just, like, makes her say it every other week. Like, he leads her to say it every other week.
He has it on his calendar as a reminder. It's time for her to say it.
He'll, like, text her about all these... He'll, like, text her about, I don't know, lakes.
Like, he'll, like, goad her until she says it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Sounds
shitty.
Terrible.
Have I ever told you how shitty that lake is? You're such a snob. Okay. I also have a redemption.
Okay,
read this it. Is, guess who wrote this?
Not Bill.
Not Bill.
There's no what if way. He changed I promise his you it wasn't Bill. I can
changed his mind. What if it was Bill's wife? She's like, I grew up here and I fucking love this park and I've had plenty of sexy dates without hot food vendors. Bill. Guess who wrote it? Fox.
No, Fox is everywhere. He's literally, this guy's everywhere.
He's literally everywhere.
God, Fox, we need you on the show.
I know. Fox, are you there? Somebody knew him, remember?
Really?
Somebody
oh, yeah, that's right.
Because they were a Yelper, and they said they met him at a party or something for Yelpers.
Yeah.
Man, I'm never going to be allowed.
They had hot food vendors.
We're never going to be allowed into a Yelper party. No, no, no. How sad is that?
That's the saddest thing. That's why we started this, to try to get into those.
And now we've gone so far off track, and I don't know how to get back on. This is a review of Lake Nokomis, 5 stars, by Fox. When I come to mini apples or mini soda, I lake what I see here.
Wait. Fox, you dog. I love the way you write reviews.
Fox, you hound. Get it?
Oh my God, that was better. Can we rewind and have me be the one that says that? Okay.
Or rather, what I see here are lakes. This is a beautiful lake in the land of the lakes. Minnesota has so many lakes, it's just absolutely flush with lakes, you could say. Although I hope they don't ever flush the lakes, but knowing humans, we could find a way to do exactly that. Wow, wow, wisdom coming okay, in from all sides.
I'm going to be honest, Fox says what I'm thinking before I'm thinking it. That's how I see
That's
Fox.
That's incredible.
Fox is incredible. Okay.
So this lake... It's beautiful, and it's one of many, but it's one of the better ones, and a lovely place to hang out in the summer before the other 28 months a year come around, which are Siberian around here. It's just freezing to a fault, so be sure to bundle up well, maybe even in summer, most of the time, honestly. Of course, it's not Superior like Lake Superior, and it's not as dramatic as dating Michigan, parentheses, Lake Michigan. Were you thinking that, too, before you said it?
You know what? I wasn't, but I am now.
But it's still lovely. They may only have mini sodas and mini apples in this state, but they have big lakes to go with their mini lakes. Speaking of big lakes, have you met Barbie? End of review. I googled Barbie Lake, and apparently that's a lake in Indiana, so I don't know. And he's from Buffalo, New York, so I don't get it, but...
Fox, we need you just to... Obviously, it was very wise.
Yeah,
we
well,
just don't
obviously.
Know. We just don't know.
We're just not at that level.
Yes. So, Fox, please bring us all to that level. Reach out to us. Let us know what you were
reach
thinking.
Reach out. Invite us to your Yelp party. I would be honored to be your plus one.
What about me?
What about you?
I want to be Fox's plus one.
I guess he's going to have to choose the ultimate gauntlet.
All right. Here's my last redemption. So, as we've mentioned before, I have gone ice fishing one time. I participated in the ice fishing extravaganza in Brainerd, Minnesota.
I forgot to look this up with our stepdad.
Yes. And now that I'm vegan, I'm glad I didn't catch anything back then. At the time, I was disappointed, but it's a good thing. So it takes place on Gull. Well, they release it all anyway.
I was like, I don't
anyway.
Think they like eat
but
them.
But still, that's still. Okay.
I love fishing.
So here is a review of Gull Lake, where the extravaganza takes place. And for those who don't know, it's like 10,000 people on the same lake, a bunch of hot food vendors.
See?
Bill would
super
like this.
Super sexy time.
And you pick a hole and you fish.
And then they have prizes, which I love for like, it's not necessarily just like the biggest one or the fastest one or the longest one or whatever. It's also like if you catch the like 326th largest one, right?
Yeah, it's so I don't know if it's that many, but I think it's like about top 150 maybe when I did it. I think
didn't
it was like
they
top,
have like random ones.
Yeah, so it was like what well, but it was like the first place got like a truck.
Yeah.
But then 150th got like something really nice, but 149th didn't.
Oh, I
so
see.
So it was like every 5 or every 10, like I think top 5 gets something good.
I see.
But then like 6 through 9 didn't, and then 10 got something good.
I see.
Like you'd get an auger if you're like 149th, but then an ATV if you're 150th. So it was like,
oh my
even
gosh.
If you caught, yeah,
that
it was
stink.
It was a weird setup, but it was made it kind of exciting because that meant that
you still had a chance
win something good even if you weren't the best or didn't catch the biggest fish. Anyway, here is a 5-star review of Gull Lake by Anna. Got skunked this year, but always a good time. End of review.
like got skunked by an actual skunk.
By a skunk.
I thought for a second it was like just using it as a saying, and then I was like, oh wait,
I mean,
no.
Maybe I don't know. Maybe that also means you didn't catch fish. Like, is that like a term?
I think
Minnesotans
maybe they
use?
Actually got.
But I assume
skunked.
That they actually got skunked. And if you can get skunked, and your thought is, I'm going to leave this lake a 5-star review, then you're a 5-star kind of person.
What kind of good time I had.
Yeah.
Even though I smelled and no one wanted to hang out with me anymore.
And again, that says a lot about that lake. It must be pretty damn nice up there if you can get skunked and still have a great time.
And full of skunks. So I have one more redemption. This is a 5-star review of Como Park by Nathaniel. This is the one with
polar
the
bear
and
thank the, you. And the skunk.
Exactly.
Smell.
Oh, this, yes. I have been a volunteer at the Como Park Zoo and Conservatory for about a year, and so far it has been one of the best experiences of my life. I have taught children how to take care of their planet. I have been able to educate the public on the topic of conservation and preservation of our natural resources, and I have learned much myself. Thanks to this wonderful zoo, I have been able to get closer to amazing animals and closer to amazing people as well. End of review.
Sweet.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Aw, except for that one dick, Sam.
Ugh, Sam.
Should we talk about my challenge now?
Yeah, that was a nice end to a great great theme. So yeah. Thank you, Lexi.
It's very rare that I end on a positive note.
Yeah.
Which is, I guess, why I'm not ending and I'm going to keep going.
So now let's go into your theme, but first I need to go to the bathroom.
Challenge, but sure. Go to the bathroom.
Oh, yeah, good.
Okay, so this challenge was from Alexandria, and it is to find a review in which the reviewer says they bought an adult game for a child.
Yes.
Yes. Great. So I thought I would start with this email came in from R. Fenton, and R. Fenton happened to find a review of Grand Theft Auto, and I thought, since that is what we had discussed, it's fitting. If you don't remember... folks out there, Alexander will never forget. Don't worry about that. Alexander tried to or wanted to get a copy of Grand Theft Auto, and our mom went to buy it for him. And in front of Alexander, the cashier said, "You know, this is a really violent game." And my mom put it back.
Yep.
And he never played it again. Yep.
I never did.
So that being said, I have a review. This is written by Heather, parent of a 6 and 11-year-old, is their title. This is the subject of the review. Perfect for tweens!
Wait, why didn't mom talk to this person?
I think this is, like, a tween who got rejected at Target and, like, went on the internet like, Mom, look. Perfect for tweens! I think it's a great game, but nevertheless very violent. But if your kid is mature, it should be fine. If you trust him not to go to the bad places... it'll be fine. Well, no wonder mom didn't let you play.
Yeah, she did not trust me.
She's like, they're already in the bad place.
I told her, I can't wait to go to the bad places.
If your kid is mature, it should be fine. If you trust him not to go to the bad places, it should be fine. The opportunities of fun and discovery are endless, and your son will keep on playing till the end. If your son doesn't do the missions, then he can just visit the city and there is no need to fight. The police AI is very good, so harming anyone will assure you a one-way ticket to jail. If you hurt someone, an ambulance will try and rescue them. This is why the game is so good and perfect for tweens! In all capital letters. End of review.
I think you're spot on
this
saying that this was
a
tween
child.
Who wrote this.
Because there is no freaking way that... First of all, they're clearly, their parents said, you're not a teenager. And they were like, I'm sort of a teenager. I'm a tween.
Yeah.
They're clearly pushing the tween with the capital letters. And you're right, saying like, your son will go to jail if they hurt someone. Don't worry. Yeah. Like,
it's weird. It's
very specific. And saying, an ambulance will come.
It's exactly the kind of arguments I would make.
Yes,
like,
don't
worry, mom. I won't go to the bad places.
an ambulance comes if someone gets hurt.
But I think with the newer games, I do think that there are more opportunities to not. To play that way. Like when I, whichever one I wanted when I was in middle school, I don't remember which one it was, 3 or 4. I don't know. Now they're more open world where you can go around and there's like,
do other stuff.
You can golf.
Oh, like,
there's some weird
things.
So you
would have had
a
much easier argument on that kind of
like,
a game.
Like, mom, I just want to play it like a golf simulator. Don't worry.
It's just a golf practice game.
Yeah. So they might not be totally wrong, but their arguments are very weirdly childlike.
Very childlike and very specific about, oh, wow, like the police AI is very good. But then they're like, which means that I won't hurt anyone, Mom. So thank you, R. Fenton, for sending that in. Thank you, Heather. I mean, Heather's child, for writing that review. Okay, so the next I found is it's a review of a game called Drunk, Stoned, or Stupid. Have you seen this game before?
Yes.
Have you played it?
No.
Me neither. I've always wanted to play it. It looks kind of fun, but also basically most of the reviews were like, if you and your family argue easily, don't play this. And I thought, we would be screwed.
I could be mistaken, but this is about you say something you did and you're either drunk, stoned, or just stupid.
No, actually not, which is what it seems like it would be. But it's basically like who's more likely to blank, like who's more likely to get drunk and, I don't know, throw up, or who's more likely to call their ex when they're
drunk.
It's like who's more likely to type of thing.
Because I know there's also a subreddit, I think it's called, I don't know what it's called exactly, but it's people post stories. And then people have to guess whether they were a drunk or a child.
Oh, it's actually kind of funny.
Something like that.
It's funny. That's just the name of it. I don't think that actually plays into the game.
Got it.
Keeping that in mind, here is a one-star review by Eric. Please remember, this game is called Drunk, Stoned, or Stupid. Not children appropriate. I bought this to play at a family game night, and now my family won't even speak to me. End of review.
What? Idiot.
Which, to be fair, a lot of people said we're no longer speaking, or they stopped speaking to me, but they were grown adults.
Yeah.
Not like, Mom, you bought this, or Dad, you bought this horrible game, and nobody wants to talk to you anymore.
It's like that time that, as a family, we rented the first scary movie.
Yes.
And within 10 minutes, we just stopped watching because
Mom was so mad because we paid to rent it. Yeah. We like insisted we wanted to play or watch it.
And, well, but none of us actually, after that 10 minutes, wanted to continue.
No, we were like, this isn't...
It wasn't like even this. Like Mom just shutting it down. We were all just so uncomfortable.
Yeah, it was really awkward. I will say, though, I did pull some of the cards just to be clear of like what Eric thought would be a fun children's game. And I also love that like Eric played this. It wasn't like I bought this, because a lot of the reviews are like, I bought this, looked at the box, and went, no way. Clearly, they played it at family game night, and now Eric's family won't speak to him. Here are some of the cards that he would have to, that make me think, no wonder your kids aren't talking to you if you had to, like, select which of your kids applied to these scenarios. Is going straight to hell, never makes it past pregame, is down for anything as long as it's drugs, would have sex with themselves if they could. Can you imagine playing this with your children?
No.
Is obsessed with their butt and destined to be a trophy wife.
Oh my God.
That's the one I imagined was the one that really got family into a fight. Like, which one of you is destined to be a trophy wife?
Well, Candace, you're only 8, but I can already tell.
Your father and I have already had this conversation and we're okay with it.
We support you.
At least you're not obsessed with your butt like Jeremy. So then there was one more sent in by a listener. Thank you so much, because you guys were really helping me with this. This is one sent in by Stephanie, and it's of a game called Cards Against Disney. Kind of like Cards Against Humanity, but Disney themed.
This is one that I could see people making a mistake and being like, oh,
Especially
Disney.
Especially Disney, exactly. Yeah. So this is a review by Magni. It's a 4-star review. Fun, very not for kids. Verified purchase. Fun, but very not kid-friendly at all. I thought it might be a bit more like Apples to Apples and less like Cards Against Humanity, but the first card I pulled was about Ariel licking sailors so she could taste what seamen tasted like. End of review. But I love that it's still a 4-star review, so they were like, but it was pretty fun.
That's hilarious. Okay, I very much approve of that review.
Multiple people found it helpful. A good warning. Yes, it's a good warning.
Okay, first of all, it's hilarious.
Oh my God.
Second of all, though, okay, when you listen to that, like, this is called Cards Against Disney?
Yes.
And they're like, I thought it would be less like Cards Against Humanity. And it's like, but look at the name. It's like, it's in the name.
It's literally a subdivision of Cards Against Humanity. Like, it's in the umbrella of Cards Against Humanity.
But that is a... I'm glad they gave it 4 stars.
I know. I'm glad really they good. Had fun with the aerial semen cards, even if their kids were traumatized for life. So now, this is kind of a different little version that, like, sort of kind of rears from the challenge a little bit. But it's called I've Never Kids Game. And it's like, never have I ever for kids.
Uh-oh.
And it's for 8+. And just to give you an idea, it was the winner of the National Parenting Center's 2010 Seal of Approval. Great for parties. Fun icebreaker game. Teens will love it. And it's 8+. Okay. And so the game says things like, never have I ever, like, I don't know.
Hugged a stranger. I don't know why that's the first thing that
I don't either
come to my head.
Like, never have I ever, like, stayed up past midnight, you know, just like childlike
that's
things. Deep. Okay.
Yeah, that's hard hitting.
So this is a review by Sharon. It is a 1-star review, and there were not many reviews on here. Most of them were positive. This one was not. In my humble opinion, this game is totally inappropriate for children ages 8 to 12. I purchased it for my college-age daughter, who, after looking it over, immediately returned it because even she wasn't comfortable with some of the game's requirements. The outside of the box claims that this is the game for teens that like to gab. I feel it's clearly designed for teens who would like to do a lot more than gab. The game board requires specific actions to be taken whenever you land on certain squares. Here are some of the examples, which were clearly not indicated on the outside of the box anywhere. Blow in someone's ear, tickle the person to your right, sit on another player's lap for 1 round, rub noses with someone. Talk about misleading advertising. Hopefully I'm not the only prude who thinks this type of game is totally inappropriate for a younger crowd. End of review.
That is kind of weird.
Hate kids sit on each other's laps for a whole round. Yeah, I mean,
I have very mixed feelings about what's happening here and what all those words that you just said.
To be fair, like, the examples they gave on the Amazon page literally were things like, never have I ever eaten 2 ice creams in a row.
Yeah.
Like, those were, like, simple examples of things that weren't even, like, remotely bad. And then the example, blow in someone's ear. That one, I was like, that's not so bad. But, like, sitting on another player's lap, touching noses at a slumber party.
It's pretty fucking weird,
things
right?
Things are going to... it's just teetering on some weird behavior here. Physical behavior for children, anyway.
What I find funny, though, is I think that there's a weird, like... I don't know how you would describe it. But that level of discomfort, maybe between 8 and 12.
Thank you.
There's that discomfort. And then it's more comfortable once you're, like, in your teenage years. Yeah. But then once you hit your college age, it goes back to being uncomfortable.
She's like, oh, even my college-age daughter was uncomfortable. I was like, yeah, was sitting on her doormate's lap, or, like, some dude blowing in her ear, or, like, tickling her. Yeah, I bet. So you're right. I think there's definitely a weird line that you have, like, if 8-year-old little kids are like, oh, I'm gonna blow in your ear, like, okay, whatever. Yeah. But I think it does get weirder once you're a grown adult. Like,
exactly.
Sit on another player's lap is literally a rule in, like, drinking games I've played where I'm like, I don't want to participate in that rule. Like, that's just really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So a lot of the games, though, were, like, drinking games that I looked at, and parents were like, oh my god, we play this with the kids and they drink apple juice, it's so fun. And I'm like, oh, that's nice. Like,
I'm sure it could be made cute, like, with, like a family kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I bought it for my college age daughter, and even she thought it was, well, no shit. Like, that is fucking uncomfortable.
Also, like, if my mom bought me a game that literally says for 8-year-olds and teens who like to gab and gave it to me in college, I'd also be uncomfortable for other reasons. Yes. Like, mom, I wanted Grand Theft Auto for 10 years, and now you're buying me this, like, teen gab game. Anyway, so that's that.
Lots of discomfort.
So that's kind of like buying a kid's game for an adult, I guess, technically, but flip the tables.
I'm glad you introduced us to it, though.
You're so welcome. Now, then I obviously, like, this is actually where I started, but I saved it for the end. This is Cards Against Humanity, because, I mean, you know, it has 45,000 reviews on Amazon, and clearly a lot of misconceptions, I guess you could say. The so you know how we have cliches and reviews, like I'd give it 0 stars if I could, yada yada. Mm-hmm. The cliches I found are, I'm no prude, but, and I know what funny is, and this isn't it. Those were the two, like,
oh my God,
big ones in 1 star reviews of, like, I'm no square, I'm no prude, but, and it's like, well, okay.
I know comedy is subjective, but I know what it is.
I know comedy. I am from Wichita, so don't even fucking quit. My wife tells me I'm such a comedy snob every other week. This is the top critical review, which technically isn't, like, I bought it for my kids, but I just wanted to give you an idea of what these reviews look like.
Oh, please.
Top critical review. 1 star. Is this what the world has come to? Utterly banal and filthy. My adult son ordered this game? He has free will, but I let my feelings be known. I cry for our human race, for our children. End of review.
Jesus.
It's also, I cry for our human race, semicolon, for our children. Holy shit. I just like that. She's like, my son has free will and can, like, follow the devil if he, worship the devil if he wants.
Sounds like a poem by Nick.
Poem by Nick. It sounds nothing like a poem by Nick, Nick. Yikes.
No, that's something.
I let my feelings
that's
be
heavy.
Known.
That's heavy.
Even though he has free will. Yeah, he's an adult with a credit card. I'm sure he can probably.
Even though he has free will. Don't worry, people reading this review. I'm biblical.
Yeah. Also, he's not kept in my basement. So he definitely, most definitely has free will. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry. Police.
He definitely
look at my reviews.
Need my credit card. Okay. This is actually a response to a review that I didn't read because it was just like all the other ones that basically said, like, I bought this game and I ended up, we should burn it. Like, I ended up throwing it in the trash and no children should be near this, yada yada. Here's the response to that. There are those who use humor as a means to internalize emotion and overcome it. It's okay that you don't understand that, but it's not okay to fail at researching a product before purchasing and then give it a bad review because of your ignorance. Terrible review, how unfortunate. End of response.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, exactly.
Yeah.
Just because you don't understand it doesn't mean you need to be a big shithead.
Yeah. And it's just like that person who reviewed it on behalf of her son. Like, what?
Yeah.
You didn't buy it. This is not yours. You haven't tried it.
She's like trying to balance the universe because, like, her son bought this and she needed to, like, you know,
this is weird.
Get some more points with the big guy upstairs, as they say. Let's see. So this is have you played this game called, like, Code Words or Code Names? Code Names?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, I haven't either. It's supposed to be really fun, but this is called, like, Code Name Overnight or something. It's like the adult version, basically, like the dirty version of the game. And it says on the front, adults only. But so this review is actually redemption. And this is, this fits the challenge, accidentally bought for kids, but it's a redemption because not everyone who buys something accidentally for their kids has to be a dick about it.
Cool.
Yeah. So this is a 5-star review by Bargler.
By who?
Bargler.
Bargler.
Yeah.
Like burglar, but Bargler.
Yes.
Okay. Just making sure.
I'm that idiot consumer who didn't equate adult game with sexually explicit code words. I assumed it was labeled for adults because the game was a little complicated for young minds. Read the description, folks. Leave this one on the shelf for family game night. I do love the original generic name. It really tests players' creativity in a low-tech, easy-to-set-up, and easy-to-explain fun game for groups. End of review.
Oh, cool.
So he's like, you know, I messed up. I'm that guy. But it's still fun.
A self-aware person who actually gave the right number of stars.
Yeah, and a helpful review.
Good job, Bargler.
So that is what I have for you today.
I enjoyed that.
Oh, good. Me too.
Makes me wish that we could see people and play some games.
I know, me too. I miss games. And
it's weird, right?
Blaze is always at work, so we're just kind of...
Krista was just telling me that she played, like, there's a virtual Settlers of Catan, because she and her friends used to do that. And now that no one can, like, meet up, they tried it, and that's a thing.
You know, it's funny. A lot of these Amazon pages have updated their descriptions to say, how to play on Zoom. And, like, they literally have
apps. That's cool.
Yeah, they were promoting to play... I don't think it was Cards Against Humanity, but it was one of them, and it was like how you can play with family, and they had like different windows with like people with cards.
That's
and I was
fun.
Like, that's smart because now every single one of those people has to buy their own board game.
Oh yeah,
so it's
yeah,
like six
that's
times
true.
The
yeah,
purchases.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's true.
But I actually thought that was kind of fun. So yeah. Maybe we can do that someday.
Yeah, or we can have like a Beach 2 Sandy Jackbox games night or
something.
Oh yeah, where we can play with strangers.
How do we do that? How many people can play at once, though? It's not only like six people.
Yeah, but you can have people in the audience who just watch.
Okay, so maybe we can make that a Patreon thing.
Yeah, okay. Wink, wink. We'll talk. We'll figure that out.
Cool.
All right, so how about we go into revealing our theme and the challenge for next week.
I actually have one ready.
Me too.
Really?
I do.
Wow, what a record.
So this is actually an email from like right when we started recording.
Oh my God. Oh, I thought you meant like recording.
No. Like today.
Oh, today. Okay, got it.
From Ellie, who says, "Hi there, Schieffer Sibs. I sent an email previously about reviews of a particularly disliked movie theater in Raleigh, North Carolina, where I live. However, I don't believe y'all have done an episode on craft stores yet."
No, we have not.
So, they mentioned a specific craft store, Joanne's Fabric.
Mm-hmm. I get their text messages.
And I looked it up, and there are plenty of craft stores in Raleigh, North Carolina. So, our theme for next week is craft stores in Raleigh, North Carolina.
I'm so excited for
They've
craft
got,
stores.
Michael's, Joanne's Fabric.
Hobby Lobby.
Hobby Lobby. They do. I checked.
I bet they do.
I made sure of it. and they have like some smaller craft stores too. So I think that'll be great.
Huzzah. Okay. I'm super excited.
Also, full disclosure, I'm going to read this last paragraph. Ellie says, "By the way, I'm a teen who bravely laughs in the face of your ban with every single episode I listen to. I've heard and loved them all."
How dare you?
Yeah. This is your... Oh, God. This isn't even a punishment. We're, like, supporting the teens.
I know.
This isn't good,
Maybe
guys.
We should change the rule to tweens.
Tweens. No tweens allowed.
Tweens seem to be breaking a lot of rules on the internet already.
Yeah. No tweens allowed. It's official. All you teens out there...
You are officially welcome.
Let us tickle your ears.
Stop it.
Blow in your ears and just don't sit in laps.
Don't sit in anyone's lap, okay? Or Alexander's weird card of don't hug a stranger or whatever he came up with.
You know what? Don't hug a stranger. And I count. I don't hug me. Don't touch me. This is a pandemic.
So your challenge was sent in by Bargler. Oh my god! Sorry.
Is there some sort of collusion between you and Bargler?
Read my review.
And I'll give you a solid challenge.
Oh my god! He's actually the creator of Code Names, and he just really wanted to promote it on the show. No, so this is a challenge sent in by Max, who says they had been on a camping road trip. I mean, I don't think this is recent. I think this is a little while ago. Went on a hike in the middle of nowhere. There were no people around, and I had just read a poster about how to avoid cougar attacks. One bullet said, "Don't hike alone," and another said, "Make noise when you hike so you don't surprise a cougar." Since I was alone, I decided to listen to some downloaded episodes of your show so I could get my mind off the cougars and make some noise. So thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. We saved your life.
Thank you. We did, right?
You're welcome.
Do we get a medal? I guess we just get a challenge idea.
It might be in the mail.
Oh, it must be in the
Max,
middle.
Let us know.
So this is a challenge sent in by Max. Find a review of a cat cafe by someone who is allergic to cats, which I feel like is pretty solid.
Oh, yes. That is amazing.
And Max says, love that murder show, too. Thank you, Max.
I've never been to a cat cafe.
Me neither.
I'd like to change
that. Wait, me neither. Why not? Why haven't we?
We are not allergic
to cats.
We
like cats.
We love cats.
And we live in LA.
I think we've always been around cats, and we've never felt the need to go be around more cats, maybe?
I guess. Also, I don't think I've ever, like, been in a situation where I'm like, oh, look, a cat cafe, and I have time to go there.
Good point. I've never been invited, never known anyone. Yeah.
Nobody's ever invited us to a cat cafe.
What the heck? Guys, invite us to cat cafes.
Not now, though, because you know.
Probably not right now.
Illness. Anyway, so that's your challenge, and if anyone has any suggestions for reviews that would help us along the way, let us know.
Yeah, sounds good. Thanks, everyone, for listening, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, bye.
Bye.